There's a pasuk in this week's parsha, Parshas Ha'azinu. Hal Hashem tigmuluzais? Is it to Hashem that you're going to do this, that you're going to repay this? Am naval v'lei chacham? You are a nation who is naval. I'll explain naval in a minute, v'lei chacham, and unwise. Halehu avicha, he's your father, konecha. He's the one who literally purchased you. Hu ascha v'yechenenecha. He is the one who has made you. He's the one who has established you. You are a people who are naval. You are not wise. Rashi says that naval comes from people who lack gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has done everything for us, and a person who doesn't recognize the goodness that somebody else does is called a naval, a vile person, a low person, an abominable person, a person who has no human decency. A person who is a naval is also not wise, because people who see somebody who is ungrateful, who repays good with bad, people won't want to have anything to do with them. People are going to move away from him. People are going to distance themselves from them. So on the literal meaning of this pasuk is, we can't do this. This is the rebellion that is being described in the pasuk. We're going to turn away from Hashem of all things. Hashem is the one who's taken care of us. Hashem is the one who's established us. Hashem is who's our father, who's our king. And to Hashem we're doing this? Hala Hashem tikmaluzais? Targum Onkelos has a very interesting and novel way of translating the word naval. He says, Am naval is an ama, is a nation, de kablu araisa, the nation that received the Torah. Rav Schlesinger tries to explain this. Why should a nation that has received the Torah be described as an am naval? The word naval, it's used a few times in the Torah, is always looked at as a derogatory term. Whatever it is, whenever it is, there's even a person, a naval person in Sefer Shmuel. He himself is a ungrateful and vile person who meets a bitter end, whose wife ends up marrying David HaMelech. He's not a good person. So why would Targum Onkelos say that naval is translated as a nation who's received the Torah? Why should that nation be described as naval? The Medrash Rabbah says, Shlosha Novlot Hein. There are three things that are offshoots. In this way, the same Shoresh, Novel, is used as something that grows from something else, offshoots. The Medrash continues, The offshoot of death is sleep, the offshoot of Nevuah, of prophecy, is a dream, and the offshoot of Olam Haba, the world to come, is Shabbos. And Rav Avin adds, the offshoot of heavenly light is the sun, and the offshoot of heavenly wisdom, of the divine knowledge, is the Torah. What does this mean? Chazal are saying that a novel, a something that comes out of, is a small little piece of what the reality really means, meaning that we don't know what death is like. We have no concept of death, but if a person wants to understand death, then a tiny little dugma, an example of what death is sleep. We understand that when a person is sleeping, they are, the way we say it, is dead to the world. They are out of commission, and things are going on, and things are happening, and he has no awareness of it because he's sleeping. Now, of course, a person who's sleeping is going to wake up, and a person who dies doesn't wake up. That's why in a different place it's called 1/60th, right? So 1/60th of death is sleep, and if you would take sleep and multiply the impact of being asleep 60 times, what you would get is death. So too, a dream. We know that a dream is something ephemeral. We don't really know what it is. We're seeing things. We have different ideas and visions that happen during a dream. That's a me'en. It's a tiny little piece of what Nevuah is like. And so too, Olam Haba, the world to come, is Shabbos. Shabbos is a piece of that. It's Shabbos is a day that we only have what we have worked on before Shabbos. It's a time where we're focusing on our neshama, not on our guf, and it gives us a tiny little feel of what Olam Haba is. That's why we say it in our Zmiras, Me'en Olam Haba, Yom Shabbos Menucha. The day of Shabbos is a Me'en, is a piece, is an offshoot of Olam Haba. And so too, we say that the Torah is a little piece of something much, much greater. If you want to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma is, so 1/60th of it, a tiny little piece of it, is Torah. And through Amelus, through studying the Torah, you'll get somewhat of a feeling of an understanding of what the meaning is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. So it could be that what Targum Onkelos was saying is that the reason that a person may mistakenly stand up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because he said, I know something. I received the Torah. I too have divine wisdom. And what the Pasuk is trying to tell this person, he's responding to him and he's saying, you're an Am Naval. What does man, even if he's knowledgeable in Torah, have to be arrogant about? Although it's true you received the Torah, you're talking to Hashem. Hala Hashem tikmaluzais? You have something that the nations of the world don't have. You have a smidgen of divine knowledge. But you're talking about Hashem. He's the one who is the divine. He's the essence of divine. So although you are an Am, like Onkelos says, who received the Torah, and that's what sometimes causes the Jews to turn against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is such a Loi Chacham thing to do, because he's the one who's given you the Torah, and he's the one who's enabled you to know something of divine knowledge. Another pasuk, Tzur Yiladcha Teshi V'Tishkach Kel Mechalalecha. Similar idea. You've forgotten the Tzur, the god of your youth, V'Tishkach, and you forgot Kel, the god Mechalalecha, who has created you, who has made you. The Mefarshim here say, Rav Nebenzel speaks about this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a gift, and the gift he gave us is the gift of forgetfulness. Why is this a gift? Were a person to remember every moment of his life with pure clarity, with all the emotions that the person felt at every moment of his life, it would be far, far too intense to live. And therefore Hashem has given us a gift, and it's called forgetfulness, which means that we say it in different ways. We say time heals all wounds. We say that things pass, this too shall pass. And it's true. Although there are moments that we remember better than others, we do move on despite ourselves, and blessedly we do move on. And yet the Pasuk says, you've used this gift that I gave you. I gave you a gift of forgetfulness, and you've used that gift of forgetfulness to forget something that you could never forget, which is that I am your God, that I made you, that I created you, and I created you for a purpose. And you're just living your life without thinking about why you were created. What are you doing here in this world? What is the purpose of it all? How could you use the gift of forgetfulness that I have given you to forget me? Similar to how we started. How could you use the gift of the Torah, which I have given you, to come up with your own ideas and to use it to work against me? This is an Am Naval V'Loi Chacham. As we approach Rosh Hashanah and the new year, and Parshas Ha'azinu will always come out somewhere around Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, sometimes a little bit after Yom Kippur. It's the same emotion that we're bringing in. We look back at a year which was a difficult year, but it was a year with much goodness as well. Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us many, many brachas, and we have to take stock of them, and we have to look at it all and remember and say, what have I done with the gifts that you have given me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Have I used them to come closer to you? Have I used them to become a better Jew? Have I used them to be fulfilling the reason that I'm here in this world? Or have I used them to dull myself, my sensitivities to what it is that I'm meant to be accomplishing here, and to turn against you? May we be benched with a year of much goodness, of clarity, a year that is ending with good news, should continue with only good news, with Yeshuas and Brachos for all of Klal Yisrael.